Motorists in South Sudan's capital, Juba, have welcomed the arrival of the fuel consignment after experiencing higher prices at the pump. James Deng, a manager of the National Oil and Gas, a subsidiary of Sud Petroleum, says more than 30 trucks have arrived in Juba.
Through our able partnership, we were able to rescue the situation and avert further distress to our already struggling economy. It is with great honor that today I am proud to announce the plugging of the first batch of 35 trucks from a total of 100 trucks supported by the Ministry of Trade initiated for essential commodities measures. This fuel will be sold at a subsidized price to ease the burden on our citizens.
Jacob Lueth, chairperson of the South Sudan Federation of Bus and Truck Transporters Union, accuses the government-owned Nile Petroleum Company of running cartels who store drums of fuel on the black market.
Only people who are being supported by NALPET, given 2 drums, 3 drums, even 4 drums, they are the ones who are coming to sell that fuel for us. So we become source of the market.
Chandil, a driver who ferries passengers on the Baragazel Road Highway, says passengers have been resisting fare increase.
Now fuel is too expensive. A jerrican is 86,000 SSP and 80,000 SSP in black market. If I power 7 or 10 jerricans, I won't have a benefit. We then talk to our office to increase the prices so that we can have a profit. The problem is the fuel. We ask why. They say dollars are high. Now the dollar is 300,000 to 320,000 SSP. Engine oil was 12,000. Now it's 24,000.
Kurngor, manager of the Pacific Petroleum Company in Juba, says he has been providing fuel at lower prices. Ngor says the price of fuel will continue to be affordable at his 6 petrol stations in Juba.
The main idea, we want to ensure that we have product availability. You have this storage, as you can see, we have enough fuel, and we also have some trucks are also on the way coming. So I don't think that we'll have a fuel shortage in the market. When we started this project, we started selling at 2,300, and then later on we increased the price to 2,700, and now it is 2,900.
Lawmakers at the National Legislative Assembly summoned the Ministry of Finance and Trade to explain the root cause of price hikes in the capital. Jacqueline Nyibol, a member of parliament and representative of the economic cluster, says lawmakers are working to address the economic hardship of consumers.
We initiated that our companies, the national companies, must be supported to make sure that the market is stabilized. We don't force the market to come down by any other means. It is by only the two forces of the demand and supply. That is how we can force the market to come down. And we need to understand this in a very wider way. And the government must intervene. There's nothing called free economy. No, to me, no.
South Sudan and oil producing country still struggles to provide fuel to its citizens. Pump stations in Juba charge 4,000 SSP per liter of petrol. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.